Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, I am back! We got a lot to talk about today. I've been gone. I'm alive. Probably still look tired. What can you do? It was a long but fun trip. And now I am back and ready to go. And you know, we got a lot to talk about here today. Because last night was Raw. There's two WWE PLEs this weekend. There is the NXT No Mercy show and also the Bash in Berlin show. So we're going to have a lot to talk about this coming weekend. And I can answer any questions. I'm sure you've all covered all in, perhaps sufficiently, perhaps not. I don't know how Mike did, but I'm here. And so if you need more info, Mike wants to ask any questions, now's your chance to ask. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Text any questions you have. Also, f4wonline@gmail.com. We'll also talk all of the news, including the passing of Sid Vicious, Psycho Sid. A very sad story because I really enjoyed watching Sid. I got a lot of fun memories of watching Sid. And we'll tell you about what happened and a lot about his career. We can answer some questions about him as well. If you have memories, you can text those in, your favorite Sid moments. And then, of course, all of the rest of the news, lineups for the next couple of days, etc. So anyway, that's the plan. Once again, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566, f4wonline@gmail.com, f4wonline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on X. Subscribe there. We had a fun time, me and the X subscribers this past weekend. Did we ever. Anyway, be right back. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'll wait to talk about Daniels until old Lenny shows up.
I thought he was already here.
I haven't seen him yet. But we need to talk about Sid first anyway, because I think this happened after the show yesterday. Is that right? Word got out?
It is not. In fact, you can go to YouTube right now in case you missed Filthy and I yesterday finding out on the air.
Oh, it happened on the air.
Passed away. Yeah, right before the show began. So we gave a couple of our memories from the great Psycho Sid, the man who ruled the world, the most charismatic man on the face of the planet. I don't know about that, but it worked every single time I ever saw him live. Just an incredible professional wrestler. Not a great professional wrestler as far as moves and such.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's a story. Here's what you could all learn from Sid, okay? This is what everybody could learn from Sid. Yes. Would it be an ideal situation if you could always go in and have a great match? Of course, okay? Of course. Is that the most important thing? It is not, okay? I mean, actually, the best example is to look at WWE and AEW today. One of these is significantly more successful than the other. And while the WWE in-ring has improved drastically from when Vince was there, like, you can actually watch matches now and see that guys aren't being told, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And the fact of the matter is, AEW, if you look at the AEW pay-per-view from this past weekend, and you look at the Bash in Berlin, I think Bash in Berlin is going to be a really, really good show. It is not going to have 2 5-star matches on it, which I thought from the All-In show. I thought the MJF Ospreay match, and I thought the Bryan Danielson Swerve match. I gave him 5 stars. I don't care. You don't like it? Fight me. But the point is, I don't think we're going to have like show quality in-ring bell-to-bell. Bash in Berlin is not going to be as good a show in that sense as All In. But clearly it doesn't matter, because the company with the better wrestling shows is not winning this war right now, if you want to call it a war. The company with the bigger stars, the company with the storylines that people are into, that's the company that's winning, and it's the company that always wins. It's never about the wrestling. It's about, can you make stars And can you make storylines that pay off in matches that people want to pay to see? That's it. So the point with Sid is, was Sid a great wrestler? No, he was not. But was he an incredible Sid? Yes, he was. He was the best Sid. You couldn't have a better Sid than Sid. And, I mean, did he have great matches? No, he didn't. But you know what? I watched him. I've watched his NWA stuff. I've watched his WWF stuff. I've watched his WCW stuff. I've watched it all. And I always had a great time watching Sid. Except that time where he came off the middle rope and broke his leg. I didn't have fun watching that. It was horrible. Happened on a WCW pay-per-view. And it was one of those things, you know. I was a gymnast, okay? I know about the body, jumping, spinning, twisting. And you know who I always thought, you know who's going to break his leg? Is RVD. That kick he does where he comes off the top, that Ryder kick, comes off the top and he always lands on one leg. It's like, brother, you're going to destroy your leg someday. Like, why are you doing this? And incredibly, he never did. But you know who did? Sid. And for those that don't remember that story, Sid did not want to do a jumping kick off the middle rope. He did not want to do that. And he was pushed and he was pushed and he was pushed. They were like, do it, do it. He didn't want to do it. Finally was like, fine, I'll do this jumping kick off the middle. Snapped his leg in two. And he was never the same again. That was it. That was it. And it sucks, that story. It was horrible to watch. It was just terrible. And you know what? Sid didn't need to do that move. He was just fine being a big dude that looked scary and mean and angry. Chokeslammed you. And, yeah, Johnny Ace. Johnny Ace was the guy that talked him into it. John Laurinaitis. So anyway, there was that.
You know what that was? That was, yes, revenge for the Dynamic Dudes against the Skyscrapers in 1989. I got to be there in Baltimore to see one of these things where these supposed fan favorites, Johnny Ace and Shane Douglas, these nerds coming out to wipe out on their little skateboards. And there are supposed to be these two dastardly, maniacal heels managed by Teddy Long, Danny Spivey, and Sid Vicious. And Sid Vicious is just killing them. And he's looking around, and the fans start chanting one more time. It's like, okay. And he killed him again, and he kept killing him throughout that summer. It was a wonderful time. Wonderful.
You know, yep. I'm going back to his leg. This is a story for all of wrestling as well.
Yes.
He didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And remember that, you know who else?
6 foot 9 inch guys shouldn't jump off the ropes.
Hey, you know who else broke their leg recently? It was Eddie Kingston.
Yeah.
And in both of these situations here, it's like, listen, sometimes guys get hurt, and in NXT they get hurt all the time. And actually on Raw, SmackDown, AEW, people get hurt all the time, okay? And, you know, people, fans, because of this tribalism, the AEW fans, when someone gets hurt in WWE, ah! And the WWE fans, when someone gets hurt in AEW, ah! But the fact is, people get hurt all the time. And it's usually off stupid stuff. Something happened, okay? But with the Eddie Kingston one, that was one where you watched and you were like, how is he not going to break his leg, brother? And with Sid, on the day of the show, literally was afraid he was going to break his leg. That was he was afraid of what actually happened, okay? Some moves, people get hurt, and it's like, whatever, nothing you can do about it, accidents happen. And some moves, you took a risk, shouldn't have taken it, and something bad happened, and this was one of them. So I remember Royal Rumble. Remember that Royal Rumble where
Hogan
got thrown out?
Oh yeah.
And we were supposed to like love Hogan so much that, you know, we'd be on his side when he grabbed Sid from inside the ring and started pulling Sid out of the ring, and then Ric Flair runs up from behind and he shoves Sid over, and that's how Ric won that famous Royal Rumble. And, man, these fans, they totally turned on Hogan. They totally turned on him. And I remember because I was a kid, and they would have I would watch on pay-per-view, And then later you could buy the VHS tape. And they literally went back and put sound sweetening in to get the people, they like, because everybody was booing Hogan and cheering Sid. So they went in and they redid the entire thing for the videotape because they didn't want that. And, of course, you know, they cheered Sid. They loved him. He was screwed by that cheater Hulk Hogan. And then Sid was going to be out of there. And so when the time came to do that big match, you know, Sid just kicked out of the leg drop. Kicked out. And they still brought him back. They brought him back afterwards, and he had a second, the WrestleMania 13 with The Undertaker, which he didn't win, for those of you that don't recall. And, yeah, there was that powerbomb where he tried to powerbomb Pillman in the cage, and Pillman hit his head on the roof.
War Games,
almost
yeah.
killed him, yeah. God.
Well, and you know what people haven't been bringing up? I've been happy about it, but it is part of the story, is the infamous Arn Anderson brawl that he got into. There is that, too. We never talked about that yesterday. We were just too busy reliving some of the good memories, like him just killing people and having such unbelievable physical charisma. And, again, it's just amazing, like you said, you know, and we talked about yesterday. Some guys are great professional wrestlers. Some guys are a mix of everything. I think Bryan Danielson showed that once again this past Sunday about pulling everything together. But there are just some guys who are awesome at being big and just awesome at being who they are. And Sid had that. And it was amazing how he could just look around. And it didn't matter if it was 500 people at ECW Arena or 15,000 people at Madison Square Garden. They were all into him.
We'll talk about the scissors and also another fun Sid memory after the break of Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I want to say, before we go any further, that I had a lot of fun when I was in the UK. I want to say hi to all of my friends I saw there who were so drunk all the time. You know what I noticed about the UK is everyone drinks all the time there. And then they want to talk to you, but they get really, really, really close to you. Like right here. Anyway, so hi to all my really close friends that were drinking the entire time.
And close talking.
But I bring this up because this Sid Arn thing happened in a pub in the UK when everyone was drinking. And everyone was drinking. And then they got into a big to-do. And allegedly, Sid started the to-do. Because he was talking about how he had, I guess they were going to do a Sting and Sid match at Halloween Havoc. And Sid wasn't going to put the guy over. And so they ended up paying him like $100,000 or something to put over Sting, and he got a raise. And so he was making like $500,000 a year. And he's you know, laughing about this and pointing out that, Arn, you just got your money cut by $100,000. And he says, you know, you old dinosaurs, you got to step aside for the young guys like me. You and Flair. So Arn gets angry, and, you know, they almost go at it. And so they're both, it's like separated, and they're both sent back to the to their rooms. So later, Sid goes to Arn's room, and he's got, I think he actually might have even had a chair. He had like a chair leg or something, and like the door opened, and he whacks him with a chair like as an angle. And Arn had scissors. So Arn stabs Sid. And then they start, you know, rolling around or whatever. Sid gets the scissors and bah, da, da, he just stabs this guy multiple times. And, you know, people that were there were like, you walk into this room and it looked like a war zone. There's like blood all over the walls. There's broken glass. It's just like, just a disaster. And so, obviously, you know, they both get sent home and they're both suspended. And apparently during the period that they were suspended, they'd already taped stuff. And so Arn's on television talking about being stabbed in the back when he was actually at home because he'd been stabbed in the back and all over. And Sid was, I think he was going to, I think it was Sid and Vader at Starrcade is what it was going to be.
It was supposed to be.
But because Sid had been, you know, stabbed and Arn had been stabbed and they believed it was Sid's fault, that Sid ended up getting fired. And I think that's the year that Flair, right, ended up doing it? Was that the year?
I think it was the retirement match, was it not?
Yeah. So anyway, it all worked out for the best in that way, at least.
Yeah, big success, actually, for WCW that way when it came to business for that match.
And any other Sid thing I just want to mention. Actually, there were two more. There was that time where him and Pillman.
There you go.
Him and Pillman had this big whatever, and they were going to, like, Pillman was a little guy. He wasn't that, I mean, by those standards, he was little, but by, you know, by today's standards, he'd be one of the biggest guys in WWE, just like 220 pounds and just totally jacked. But Sid was like big and jacked.
Legit.
And so, like, you know, Brian Pillman's not taking his, you know what. And so, you know, there it's like a fight's about to break out. So Squid, Sid, there's a reason I called him Squid. Sid leaves and comes back with his squeegee. Squeegee.
Squeegee.
So you like, you know. And, yeah, that didn't work out too well. Which, no. By the way, it reminds me of another story, is one of the first shows I ever went to in, like, 95, 96 or something like that was in, I think it was in Yakima. Probably one of the last shows I ever went to in Yakima, but there was, like, a WCW show there. And Brent Kremen showed up, and he brought a squeegee. He thought it would be so funny to wave a squeegee at Sid. And Sid just totally no-sold him. Now, the other thing about Sid that I loved is you look at him and you listen to him, and it's like there's no better Sid than Sid. And this dude's interviews in WCW at the end, I have not laughed so hard in wrestling watching this guy's interviews. I would cry watching these interviews. He would just like, because there's no scripting of interviews. And he'd get out there and he'd screw up this line or he'd screw up that line. But like his gimmick was Psycho Sid. So it's not like, here's the point. You know, you think about great promos. Not everybody has to be a great promo, okay? You don't have to be a great promo. You just have to be a great promo for who you are. Sid out there enunciating and being like, you know, Nick Bockwinkel, that would never have worked. But Sid being out there and you never knew what he was going to say, and he would say the funniest things. He'd mess. I'm twice your size with half your brain, whatever the line was.
Half the brain you do.
Yeah, I got half the brain you. I would die watching these. And then that was actually the famous moment where Gene is going to interview him, and Sid's all in character and he's angry and he messes up a line. He goes, "Can we do that over again, please?" And Gene goes, "We're live, pal." Well, say, and he goes right back into character. Amazing.
And it's amazing. It's so funny that, you know, he was just this incredible, huge, psycho beast, and you could just think of him looking like a
huge... Oh, it was JR in WWF, sorry.
It was JR.
I thought it was Gene.
Looking like a huge, massive action figure. I mean, he looked, he walked around like he was an action figure with the body glove, arm sleeve that he always had on. And then as he got older, I mean, you always heard him being from West Memphis, Arkansas. You heard about stories that he didn't want to do things because it was softball season, so he was going to take some time off and play softball and all that stuff. And as he got older, he looked like Sid Udy from West Memphis, Arkansas, with his little flannel on, his curly hair, his John Deere hat, just getting ready for the baseball game to come on. And I think that's the forgotten part of a lot of this, which is also now coming out in his passing, is what kind of a family man he was. And that's one thing that they did put in the WWE tribute to him last night on Raw, was talking about his kids and talking about the fact that this man in this business was married for 41 years.
Yeah.
It's a rarity, big time rarity.
Well, his son, Gunner, wrote that he was known as Psycho Sid Vicious to the world, but to our family, he was simply Popper, the beloved grandfather. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure in 2016, atrial fibrillation around the same time, given a pacemaker. April 2021, diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was linked to Roundup weed killer. Although he never told anyone about his fight against cancer, Sid lived his life to the fullest, attending the gym, boxing classes, making appearances for his fans, of course, t-ball games for the kids. Passed away peacefully in his bed, leaving mine a legacy of strength and determination. I've never met anyone with a fraction of the strength of my father. He truly was one of a kind. Thanks, everyone, for the uplifting words and love. We definitely feel it. We've received thousands of messages. Grateful for every one of them. Don't have time to reply, but I've read them all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's from Gunner. So best wishes to the family. And, man, he created some great memories.
Yeah,
I can tell you that much.
I remember when Macho Man Randy Savage died and people were almost shocked. I was even surprised by the outpouring that he got and the amount of national attention that he got. And Sid, obviously not being at the level of Randy Savage, did not get that type of acclaim, you know, when he came to the major media and everything. But as soon as he passed, everybody had good memories and good stories, and it seemed like every wrestling fan that ever had a chance to see him, especially live, has got a good story about him and has got memories about him. And again, it's amazing that Brett and Sean, or I'm sorry, Sean and Sid at Survivor Series, or Sid and Brett, they had a couple of great singles matches, but it's just the memory of Sid, more than the matches, more than anything else, just the memory of this guy being this guy. And it's just, it's really cool to see. And I'm glad that people have had this kind of outpouring for him.
Well, they did have a video on Raw. And speaking of Raw, they've announced that Michael Cole and Corey Graves will be the broadcast team for SmackDown when it goes to USA, which will be September 13th, which is here in Seattle. So I may go to that show. It's my plan. Pat McAfee on hiatus until the college football season is over. And
just don't get too used to it. Michael Cole will be going back to Raw with Pat McAfee when they go to Netflix in January. So be interesting to see if they team Corey and how that everything decides to go, if they actually pair up Tessitore with Cole or with Barrett for a while, team him up with Corey, just trying to see, you know, go back and forth and have him work with both guys. But I'm really excited about Tessitore joining the announced team. I'm actually really looking forward to this. It's going to be on September 5th, I believe. So he's a great voice. He's a voice that's known by a lot of people because of all the sports and sports production that he's done, and a big wrestling fan for a long time. So I'm really looking forward to this one.
All right, so can we add another one, Jared, to the Lenny counter?
Oh, Lenny's here.
There's at least one, yes. For those of you that missed the show, Bryan Danielson did not lose and retire at the show. He won the championship, which I tried to tell all of you.
He could retire on Wednesday.
Oh, man, can we add another one? Well, don't add it yet, but are we going to say he's going to retire on Wednesday? Because sure. He's not. He's not retiring on Wednesday. He's going to defend the title. He will have many title defenses. I don't know when his last one will be. My guess is probably Tacoma. And we'll find out soon enough. But he is not retiring, but he will, they announced, address his wrestling future on the Dynamite show coming up on Wednesday. He said AEW All In was without a doubt his favorite moment of his career. You should have won more then, brother. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Total Wireless has made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So the rest of Dynamite that we know right now is Danielson addressing its future and Ricochet and Kyle Fletcher. Because you know we got to have a banger. Kyle Fletcher going to lose again, though. This is exactly what I was talking about 3 weeks ago. They gave Kyle that big push towards the MJF match. Best promo we ever cut. They had a great match. He's right back to being a job guy. There to have bangers. What can we do? And then tonight's NXT. We got a Joe Hendry concert. Wesley and Zach Wentz face-to-face. Javon Evans and Joe Coffey. God help me. Please.
They booked that for you specifically. You know that, right?
Fallon and JC versus Lash and Jakara. Charlie Dempsey, Miles Bourne, and Ren Sinclair against Stax, Luca, and Adriana Rizzo. And Carmen Petrovich versus Izzy Dame. That's a lot of names I just read. It's a lot of names. By the way, I think we need to have a Brian is right counter here on the show. I won't make you do it now, but it'll be the opposite of the Lenny is wrong counter. The other day, I was talking to Dave on the show. I'm going to bring this up to him, too. I was talking about the overrun, the Dynamite overrun, how it died again.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, and he gets on me about how I study these things.
He studies it, Brian.
Well, I got a lot of people emailing me after that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam here says, I heard you and Dave talk about NXT and Dynamite's overrun, with you stating Dynamite loses viewers much more often. You were correct. Over the last 14 weeks, NXT has gained viewers every week in the overrun.
Yeah.
In fact, since the start of this year, we're now 35 weeks in, NXT has only lost viewers 7 times. Dynamite, on the other hand, has lost viewers 7 times in the last 14 weeks. You are correct, in the last 3 months, the overrun is actually hurting the Dynamite number more than helping,
whereas it
is only helping the NXT number.
Maybe Dave should listen to this show and us doing it more. Maybe that can happen.
So I'm
maybe
telling you,
study this show. How about that?
This overrun thing, which everyone was yelling at me for months ago when I first brought it up, and we had a big argument about the overrun. Just record the next show. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, hey, fine, do it. But you're losing viewers every single week because the runtime of the show is 2 hours. And not 2 hours and 9 minutes like it is on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, NXT gets a bump every week with the overrun, and Dynamite doesn't, because a large percentage of viewers are getting the show cut off, and they're not sitting there recording the next show or doing whatever. Just trying to help. And I get beat down with a mallet.
Did he provide any numbers that he was studying that showed otherwise? Because
he did not.
That was something, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect me.
Now, speaking of mallets.
Hell of a transition.
All you out there, not all of you, but I remember that first time the Wyatt Six debuted, and everyone in the chat was like, I can't wait for Brian to bury it. He's going to bury it. It sucks, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't bury it, and people got mad. Well, we had our first match last night with Uncle Howdy. It's Uncle Howdy versus Chad Gable. And maybe this will give me heat. I don't know. I'll say it anyway.
What's that?
I would much rather watch an Uncle Howdy match than a Bray Wyatt match.
Me too.
Because you know what? Yes, he wrestled with the mask on. However, there was no magic. There was no hocus pocus. There was no selling because he's Superman. they had a match. The announcers literally went out of their way to say, he's just a guy. He's just a guy wearing a mask as a tribute to his brother.
Bo Rotundo.
They didn't push it as anything. Yeah, they didn't pretend he wasn't Bo Dallas. He was just a guy wrestling in an Uncle Howdy, and they had a good match because Chad Gable's awesome. They had a good match back and forth. We didn't have mallets and goo and hocus pocus and all that kind of stuff. It was just a good match. And then, you know, the bad guys ran in, the Wyatt Six, you know, they show up to make the save.
And they didn't come out in spooky characters. They came out as Joe Gacy and Dexter Loomis, and they came out to fight everybody else off. So
yeah, I did like the spot where they're out there, and then Ivy Nile tries to make the save, so she jumps on the vintner's back and puts him in a choke. And his response was to just keep fighting the dudes. Didn't sell it at all. And it wasn't like magic. It was just like, what are you going to do to the vintner? You're going to choke him out?
It was
no,
a great way
not.
To get everybody out of there.
You can't even get all the way around his neck because his beard is so...
mighty.
Profund.
Profound?
I made the word up. There's a profundity to his beard. Yeah.
I accept it.
I liked the match a lot. And I have no problem with anything they're doing with the Wyatt Six. I will say that.
Hey, so far, so good. They had a great angle there with Alpha Academy and or whatever they're called now, American Made. Look, I don't know what you can possibly do at this point to make Karrion Kross's group anything, but maybe it'll be too much for people. I think that might be a good next feud for the Wyatt Six. There's a bunch of them. There's a mess of Karrion Kross's group. What are they called? The Authors of Pain and all them. The Final Testament. You get Scarlett Bordeaux and Nikki Cross can go at each other. To me, that actually might be the best way to keep the Wyatt Six in the mix without them mixing into anybody that's going after a title or in some other storyline. Maybe a great way to keep them together away from everybody else.
Lucha Gato's angry that a giant dude in a dumb mask is selling for a shorter heel. You guys know how tall The Rock is and big? He sold for a lot of smaller dudes, brother. It's okay. Now, a couple of things before we get back to the Raw report. So Swerve did re-sign, but it was actually a couple of weeks ago. He is not going to WWE, obviously. And he's a rich man now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know, I don't know exactly what he got, but, I mean, multiple sources, it was a lot of money. That tells me, you know what that tells me?
Supersizing it next time to the McDonald's.
Well, that too. That tells me that Tony is very, very confident that he's getting
deal.
A big TV deal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, I think who was it? Fightful may have mentioned the story of Double. Here's the thing with that story, okay? So when we were doing the, what do you think they're going to make on their next deal or whatever? My prediction was 1.4 times, if you remember this. That was my exact prediction. So I have now heard from multiple people, including people at WBD, and they're not necessarily the people writing the contract, but just what people have heard and everything, that it seems very likely they're going to get Double.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing nobody can answer, though, okay?
Uh-huh.
Double what?
Well, that's it.
Because they had an initial TV deal, and then they had, like, an extension, and then they had, like, they got more
they
because of
Collision
and Rampage.
That, yeah.
So and everybody who seems to ask, like, nobody has an answer, Double what? So, I don't know if it's Double the original deal they got. I don't know if it's Double the deal when they added Collision. I don't know if it's Double what they got for an extension. I have no earthly idea. But I will say this and I'm saying this as a fact, okay? Well, I can't say a fact because it hasn't been signed. But I will say this as a fact. It's going to be a really good deal one way or the other. And a bunch of idiots are going to say it's a very bad deal. That's a fact.
If they get 1.4 times the amount, that's a good deal. If they get double the amount, that's an incredible
1.4
deal.
Times their current deal would be great.
Yeah.
People would still say it's a failure. But it will be great.
That's fine. You know what? You know what happens in this state? This is what a lot of people need to throw out to, and I understand that people are listening to this show and they just want to hear about what happens in ring and all that sort of stuff, and that's great. You don't have to like AEW. I kind of like AEW existing because you need somebody, in my opinion, at a certain level that can assist the rest of the community when it comes to contracts, when it comes to the entire pay scale for everybody. You know, wrestlers have been underpaid for a century, since the late 1800s, when this thing started getting more and more organized and we ended up with what we got. Promoters and owners have been the ones to make out in all of this. And there are people who will kvetch and whine and moan and complain about, oh my God.
Excellent job editing yourself, Mike.
Thank you. Oh my God, look at the money he's paying these guys, and he's driving salaries up, and who cares? If Tony Khan goes out of business like the USFL did because he overpaid and overextended, okay. You know, that will suck for everybody. But you know what? In the process of this happening, money is getting spent. Guys are making more money than they ever have. And that's not just at the top. That's agents. That's producers. That's a lot of people. And a lot of people are benefiting from this and benefiting from this competition. And, you know, I'm sorry. To me, it doesn't matter if it's the only, again, you need to have some sort of competition there. If you only want to have one big company, fine. You know, if that's the only one you're going to watch. But these other companies, another company like AEW, it does benefit the entire system. Because here's the fact of the matter. Salaries and a lot of things have rocketed up. Is anybody missing a beat? Is anybody going out there on welfare, corporate welfare, because these salaries have gone up and we can't afford this anymore? It's just like it's happened in every other sport where these owners moaning will complain about everything.
Golly!
Complain about everything.
All right, that's enough out of you.
Money to spend.
That's enough out of you. Dom, I'm sorry. God, I tried to come back for you.
Got people here.
I thought that was him. He's busy trying to go back. What do you mean it's bad now, Corey? I've been telling you this for weeks. And Semper Vivi. Anyway.
What's bad?
That word. You can't say the B word here on this show.
Makes
poor Dom have to do extra work. God only knows he don't want to do no extra work.
He don't.
Now, another breaking story here.
Because he's in
proper. Do I need to mute you or can I tell the story finally?
Go ahead. Tell the story.
All right. WrestleVotes had a tweet out about the NXT, the Performance Center, moving to Vegas. And I don't have all the details, but I believe that's a true story. And it's been talked about for quite a while. And, you know, once this whole TKO thing went down, there have been rumors that, well, it may be time to up and relocate that thing. And it looks like that's going to be taking place. So who, what, when, where, why, and how? Oh, we know some of those, but the rest of them we'll know here very soon. So, interesting. Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
People picking up there. We've been doing some pet sitting for some people that went out of town, so we got two animals here right now, which my son is supposed to be taking care of, and you see how well he's doing it. But, you know, what can you do, right? He's a teenager.
It makes things a little more difficult in terms of, you know, there's so many people, like, on the main roster that live in Orlando, and they could easily show up for NXT. Now they have to actually fly to Vegas, but flying to Vegas in and out's easy.
I was going to say, if you're going to fly to anywhere, isn't Vegas the spot? The flights to and out of Vegas are relatively cheap, especially coming from places like Florida and things like that. I think guys and women were going to be okay, and I have a feeling it's not going to be the end for anything in Florida. There's just too much there and too many routes there. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I can see him utilizing both.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control
with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What should we do for the granny segment tonight? Any suggestions here on the chat? It's the Brian and Sean and Craig show. And we're doing the next week's NWA World Championship Wrestling. We're not doing the Vinny review of All In because he's not back yet.
Is he allowed to come home?
Yeah, he'll be back for the Thursday show. So we'll talk a little bit about it then, as well as AEW and NXT.
Did Bridget go with him?
Yeah.
He's not coming home.
Yes, I realize I reviewed all of these before, but this is what everyone asked for. Craig hasn't, Sean hasn't. And it's only one more week because once Vinny is back, we're going back to primetime wrestling. So you guys can handle one week. So
maybe we should do best
Sid memories.
Yes, actually you should.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Best Sid memories.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that for the Facebook. That's a good idea. Because there's a lot of them.
Just don't watch the match where the Horsemen pretended to steal Sting, and then Barry Windham came out, and the Sting, you know, that was one of the times, you know, they talked about Sid being a horseman. You know, forget about the fight that he had with Arn. There was a lot during that time to kind of forget about. I don't really think about Sid as a horseman.
Apparently nobody in NXT had any idea this was coming. And I don't know if they're happy about Up and Moving, but there's going to be a lot of people moving. So that's what happens. Sucks. All right, I got to wrap it up today. I'll be back later on tonight. Brian, Sean, and Craig show with Granny. Back here tomorrow, Observer Radio Wednesday night. Lots to come. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.